March 17th, 2018, it's the Watt from Pedro Show. Watt from Pedro Show. Happy St. Patrick's Day. Man alone. Well, not really, because by the magic of those terrible engineers in Estonia with their Skype software, I'm joined far away the Harbor Heights, part of SoCal, with Johnny and Owen from DMF. Welcome aboard, guys.
Thanks for having us aboard, Thank you.
I'm glad to be here.
We started off the show with John Coltrane with Miles Davis, the last tour you ever did with him, Europe Tour 1960, and a tune called Round Midnight. I think Clint Eastwood made a movie. He's Dexter Gordon. He played kind of a composite kind of guy, Bud Powell, and I don't know. But I remember seeing right around that movie, Dexter and his little trio opened for me and Raymond went to Hollywood Bowl. And I can't remember who was on bass for Miles, but the dude did a bass solo on his knees at the Hollywood Bowl. And then we heard DMF Balls Out. Who wants to go first, Johnny or Owen?
Yeah, I can go first. What do you want to start?
Well, I'm going to talk about both you guys' journey through music. So if you're going to go first, Johnny, can I ask you your earliest musical memory, recollection?
Sure, we're going to get started, but we do have Stoney joining us, actually, so all three of us are here. He got here a little late. But anyway, what? My first musical recollection was listening to records coming off of a stereo in my living room when I was a little kid. So, like, my parents would put on Disney records and things like that. I remember a record called The Music Machine. I couldn't tell you a thing about it, but I just remember the name of it.
There used to be a club. There used to be a club in West L.A. called The Music Machine.
Oh, yeah, right?
Yeah, it was on Pico. Minutemen played there many times. What's that? You guys got to understand, we can't talk at the same time. One guy has to talk, the other guy has to listen. You got that? Hello?
I got that.
Okay. Yeah, and I'm also, yes. I can't see you, so you have to talk to me, okay? I can't read minds. I'm trying. I'll get to that point, but till then, let's please use words. Okay, so, and where's this at, Johnny?
All right. I grew up in Fullerton. Okay. Fullerton, Orange County.
Sure, sure. Fullerton, home of the middle class and adolescents and all kinds of people. It's actually, people not from Orange County, they think all of Orange County is by the beach, and Fullerton actually is a part that's not by the beach. It's a little more inland, right. So, but it's a cool place, and there used to be places to play there, in fact. There was a Big John's Pool Hall and some kind of skating ring, I think that was called Galaxy. I can't remember, but...
I remember.
Okay, so... in the house, so your parents played music on the stereo. Was there any instruments? Were they listeners or were they musicians?
My mom had an upright piano that was, it was weird. It was a grand piano key layout, but it was built like an upright. So it could be in like smaller houses and stuff.
Sure.
But my mom rarely played it, but I would mess around with it.
Okay. So maybe that's the first instrument you ever did.
Yeah, I can say, yeah. I would say that.
Do you remember the first record you bought?
Yes, I bought the first single I bought. It was a 45 at the warehouse when we had those.
Yeah, there was a chain in California here called the Warehouse People.
It was the Stray Cat Strut by the Stray Cats.
Okay. I think one of those guys ended up living in Orange County for a while, right? The drummer or the bass or... Which one's Slim?
Slim, that's the drummer.
Okay. Yeah, because I think one of them was living in OC for a while. What about in school? Did you have music in school?
Yes. Yes, the elementary school I went to, they started the orchestral instruments in fourth grade.
Wow.
I wasn't interested.
Okay.
But then in fifth grade, we got to pick what instrument we wanted to play. And because I had been shown the Beastie Boys by somebody down the street, I was dead set on the saxophone because I wanted to learn how to play Brass Monkey.
Oh, the Beasties. Not two orchestra, but kind of.
Right. Well, I was given the option on what instrument I could play.
Sure.
And I like the song, so I said, yeah, let's learn saxophone.
Man,
I went with that for
same thing happened to me in seventh grade, but there was like 30 other dudes, so I got clarinet, and after 10 weeks of that, I got kicked out for being too late. Anyway, how long were you on the sax?
I did the saxophone for one school year, my fifth grade year, and then I decided I wanted to play the drums. It just seemed more happening.
Yeah. And did they have that in the school band?
Yes, they did have the drums. The drums were available, so I was able to get myself my little Remo practice pad and start going along and practicing the drums and learning how to read it and playing it in the sixth grade class.
Did you just do it at school, or did you do it at home, too? Did you start jamming with buddies?
I didn't start jamming with buddies till about 10th grade.
Okay.
But between then and this is my 6th grade year, I continually did play in the school band. I took advantage of that. If I'm going to get a grade for playing an instrument, I might as well do it, right?
Yeah. What about gigs? What was the first gig you went to?
The first gig I went to, it was in Placentia. There was a coffee house, long gone, called Cafe Nove. And the ska scene was really big, and I remember I went to go see the Aquabats when they were first starting out.
Sure. I remember them cats and outfits and stuff. I think they're still going, in fact. Maybe they don't do as much ska.
They're still out there. I think they've got their hands in other endeavors.
Yeah. And, okay, so in 10th grade you start playing with other people. Because I know you more as a guitar man. When did you go to guitar?
I actually went to guitar in 2001.
Okay. So a lot after, after drums.
Yes, quite a bit. And I decided I wanted to play guitar because I hit a good jackpot in Vegas one night. And I said, fuck it, I love playing the drums, but I want to learn guitar now. So I took my jackpot and went and bought a guitar set up and started teaching myself how to play.
Oh, bitchin'. Okay, who wants to go next? Bass?
All right.
Stoney here.
Stoney, earliest music memory.
Earliest music memory. It's going on road trips with my family, listening to 60s, 70s bands. Their records, pretty much.
So, you're talking like the radio of the stereo in the car or something, or cassette?
Yeah.
Okay. What about at home? Was there any instruments?
I started playing guitar back in...
Did you have brother, sister, or did your parents play?
No, my mom sang.
Okay.
All of my mom's side were singers, but they didn't actually play any instruments. I was the first one.
So how'd you get a guitar?
I saw Aerosmith in concert when I was 10, and I was like, damn it, I need to be a rock star. So I told my mom to pick me up a guitar.
You didn't want to be the singer. You should have asked her to pick you up some scarves.
No, sure.
Maybe a little Keith Richard on the side, or Joe Perry. Okay, so they get you a guitar. What, acoustic or electric guitar with an amp?
It was actually an acoustic electric, so it was both.
Yeah.
And then about a year later, I got my first electric with an amp.
Did they make you take lessons?
I went to lessons for about 5 months and then decided I should just teach myself.
What about at school? Did you have any music at school?
We did have music programs, but I was never in one, no.
Okay. And where did you grow up? You're OC too, also?
Absolutely. Born and raised.
Well, like I was saying, I can't remind, so you have to tell me this stuff. Because, you know, I wasn't born in Pedro, believe it or not. Sometimes that shit happens, right? You don't end up in the place that you're born. That's why I asked them. What was the first record you bought yourself?
It was Aerosmith.
So first gig and first record. All right. They're big time. You know, you might find this interesting. You know whose favorite band I played with? That you might not expect. Have you ever heard this guy called Glenn Branca?
No.
He makes this kind of weird symphonic music with many guitars. Sometimes I played a gig with him. He had 64 guitars, 20 basses, and one drum. It's a Thurston and Lee played with these cats. It's kind of where, along with a guy named Reese Chatham, who coincidentally was pursuing the same kind of angle in the 70s. Sonic Youth comes from this school of guitar playing. And he told me at this, we were getting ready to do the Symphony No. 13, and he told me his favorite band was Aerosmith. So that shows you don't have to be avant-garde to be avant-garde. So he also told me he came from the theater world. Okay, now we need Owen on the drum. Owen, what's your earliest musical memory?
All right. Owen, right here.
Yeah, I'm waiting. I already asked you the question. Your earliest music recollection.
The earliest thing I remember was we had a stereo in the house. My dad used to always love to play ABBA and Blondie. So that's my first musical recollections of listening to that with my dad.
Were they listeners, or was there instruments in the pad? You should be a little familiar with the questions, because I asked the other guys the same kind of things.
Right. my mom, she grew up singing and playing piano.
Was there one in the pad?
I'm sorry?
Yeah, see, only one of us can talk at a time, okay? Was there a piano in the pad?
Yes, there was, and I actually took piano lessons at an early age.
Wow, did you like it?
Not so much.
A lot of people I talk to, when they have piano lessons early, they hate it. Not everyone, but a lot. Do you think it was the teacher? Do you think it was the material? Do you think it was the teacher?
I was just going to say, I don't think it was so much the piano. I think it was the teacher that I really didn't, I really disliked.
Sometimes it's the material, too.
Right.
Like, they don't want to teach you, teach a Little Richard. They want to teach you Chopin and Beethoven, and nothing wrong with those guys, but I'm just saying what a lot of people tell me. You know, I wish I would have had piano lessons when I was young, so I'm not anti-lessons. So how long did you do it, Owen?
Well, actually, I remember one of the songs I learned was For Elise, and I can't remember who sings it or whatever, but the piano did teach me how to learn music, which I'm eternally grateful for.
Okay. Can you tell me the first record you bought yourself?
I want to say it was Kiss Alive.
Yeah, I remember that one.
Yeah.
I think it's the last one I got from those guys.
Yeah, I bought that one from a little record store in Downey called Licorice Pizza.
Ah, so you're not OC. You're inland.
No, I grew up in Downey.
Yeah. It's not Inland Empire, but it's on the way out there.
Well, it's closer to L.A., so I was able to go to the Olympic gigs and Defenders and Long Beach.
You know who's from Downey is the Blasters. So is the Carpenters.
Yes. Yes.
What was the first gig you saw, Owen?
Actually, this was a good one. I saw Berlin, X, and the B-52s at Magic Mountain.
Now, that ain't by fucking Downey. That's up in Grapevine, almost.
Yeah, it's in Valencia, and I was in high school, and that was the
usually when I hear about Valencia, it's people telling me about them going to Cal Arts. But, you know, I always see Magic Mountain. And I remember for a time there was gigs there. I remember Suburban Lawns hearing about them playing there. I remember. Look, I want to play some DMF right now. No, I got to ask you first. How did you make the switch from piano to drums? Did you steal them from Johnny?
You know, my mom made me take the piano lessons, and she said, just try them out. And then in junior high, I also tried, actually it was in elementary school, I tried, I think, the viola or something like that. I didn't like that. And then
viola's like a big violin. Let me explain. A viola's like a big violin, people. Not as big as a cello, but bigger than a violin.
Right,
Spot calls them the fedola.
I realized early on that cello players and piano players don't get the chicks. So I start thinking drums, that's where it's at.
I don't know about that. You know. I don't know that. You gotta look up a guy that was named, I can't remember his first name right now, but his last name was Paganini. And this motherfucker wore a cape, and he was a total rock star like 120 years ago on the fucking violin. So
Right.
Some people, they'll tell you, it's not where you're from, it's where you're at. So, you wanted to get on the drums for women.
It was cool, and you know, if that happened, that happened.
Okay. I'm going to play something from DMF here. It's called Mr. Worthless.
Need to think. do I go? Where the fuck go? Is over there. Where the fuck go? No, boy. Where the fuck go? Is over there. Where the fuck go? No, boy. We got fraud. We are fraud. We got fraud. We are fraud. Where the fuck go? Is over there. Where the fuck go? No, boy. Where the fuck go? Is over there. Where the fuck go?
ドンファイア俺たちは黄色いボストン君どうせ SSC にはなりやすねボストンボストンって言ったらボストンってどこにあるかもしれないもちろん行ったことなんてねえよ旅費がねえんだよ旅費が誰か金貸してくれこれのバカーボストンガーボストンガー
Thank you.
Watt from Peter Show here at DMF with Mr. Worthless and First Class Duo Decibel System with Gene El Camino helping out with the singing. Alice Bag, brand new, 77, which I guess is about the old days. Don't Tell Me Why from the Brainiacs. I just found this, I think 1979. I saw these guys a few times. In fact, got to play with them with the Carpenter's old practice pad space in Long Beach. Plugs, Bags, Brainiacs, and we weren't called Minutemen yet, we were called Reactionaries. Then we had Petra Hayden with Hope, Vasco Nasowski with Christina Grosowska, and I played the bass on this, something Conista Nema de Na Las Deli. And then Farther South, The Soda Machine Burns, Giovina Italia, 1518. Hello from Unlux. Boston Crew from Bronx, that's with three X's. Black Moth Super Rainbow, brand new. The Beat of Creeper, Jonas Williams, Silence. And finally, Don't Give a Fuck by DMF. We're at the end of the first hour. Off for Pedro Shows. Happy St. Patrick's Day, March 17, 2018. Hold tight for hour two. March 17, 2018 is second hour. Watt from Pedro Show.
This is devil. Street.
Watt from Pedro show start off the second hour with DMF doing Spanking Machine. Then Woodpile from the Kings of Lower Town, Zero Dent with This Time. When I come to by Here Lies Man, Spirit Valley with Abyss, Desired Effect, in parentheses Detroit from Disorder, and finally Shitty Day from DMF. Okay, look, I got you guys as beginnings and stuff. I want to know how the band, how'd you guys meet each other? Actually, some of you guys are late, more recent than others. You're probably in the beginning days, right, Johnny?
Yes, I am the sole founding member.
Sole founding member. That's a good... That sounds better than guitar singer, almost.
Yeah, right?
So tell me, how did DMF start? I mean, give me the whole fucking deal. Right? Give me the whole enchilada, Johnny.
So...
You switched over from drums. You got yourself a guitar set up from a gambling win, and what you want to start a band?
Well, actually, DMF started as a side project, where I remember being approached by an acquaintance by the name of Eli Arce. He wanted me to drum for him in a one-off, doing cover songs from like 77 punk band or punk style. Like Johnny Thunders and Dead Boy covers and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So I said, okay, I'll do it, because I was currently in a different band. But I was looking for a side project because I just wanted to play. And I did the one-off gig with them, and it seemed to be all right. So we started just fucking around in the studio more. And I was on the drums, so I started playing the part of the drummer and the lead singer.
What was this project called?
It started off being called Filth OC, but then because there was a punk band previously called Filth, I thought, let's keep something about a Filth theme. Let's go with Dirty Motherfuckers, DMF.
And lose the OC.
We went with it.
Okay. And so you and Eli.
So.
But Eli used to be on guitar? Is that it? You were on drums?
Yes, Eli was on guitar. I was on drums and vocals, and we had a revolving door of bass players.
But when did it switch?
Couldn't find the right fit for the longest time.
When did it switch? When did you get over on the guitar, Johnny?
This was in 2001 is when I made the switch.
Okay. And what happened to Eli? He went to drums?
No, unfortunately.
He got the shovel?
Sometimes musicians... Yeah. When you don't grow, it just kind of doesn't work out. So I decided to step up and find a drummer of my own, which I did.
So, and then the revolving bass player thing.
I remember. Yeah, well, the bass player thing got a little more consistent as time went on when I stepped up and started playing guitar.
Yeah.
So I
And this is the first project that you actually played guitar in, right? All your stuff before that was drumming.
That is correct. This is the first time playing guitar.
Do you remember that first gig you did? Do you remember the first gig you did on guitar and singing?
Yeah, I remember that. It was, okay, it was at the back alley in Fullerton, down by, in like the college drinker area.
Yeah, by Continental Club.
I remember... It's on the other side of Commonwealth.
Yeah, I've been in the old downtown of Fullerton. And that's like I played a place called the Continental Club.
Yeah, it's a cool place.
Yeah, is it near where you were?
Yeah, it's actually a stumbling distance from the Continental.
Okay.
So, so I remember going up to play guitar for the first time after being the drummer and the lead singer.
Sure.
And as you would say, Watt. It was true pants shitter.
It was a pants shitter?
Because I'm used to being behind a... Yes. Yeah. All I have is a skinny-ass mic stand that I'm a little fatter than. And I had nothing to hide.
Yeah. No mysteries.
Yes. So, but I made it. I did it.
Yeah.
And well, it got better from there.
Congratulations. I want to play Down at the Bar.
Come on up, don't let I'm in wet, mannequin mode. Thank you.
Watt from Pedro show. You heard Down at the Bar by DMF. Then Faya, Stuck Like You. Frog Hair with Don't Forget to Save a Spot for Me. Everyone is Dirty with Wax Mannequin Mode. Mold, as in fungus. Among Us with Banishing Ritual. SS Space Systems with Chori, Leaves Never Fall in Vain. And finally, DMF with Dead in Bed. No, Dead in the Bed. Sorry. So, Owen came on board before Stoney, right?
Actually, Owen came on board after Stoney.
I'm the newest member.
Okay, then I'm an idiot.
Not at all.
And then clarify it. Okay, so how's Stoney come on? Save it for the third hour. We're at the end of second hour, March 17, 2018, Dish of Watt, Beatles Show, DMF. Hold tight for hour three. March 17, 2018, it's the third hour. The Watt from Pedro show.
My way, crazy eye, giving me the crazy eye. Your parents right. is your life complete? Daddy, 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 is your life complete?
tight. Can we go? Can we go?
For Peter show started the third hour off of DMF doing Crazy Eye. Then this click with Gasoline, Paper Trail, Stuttgart version, I Took Your Name, Cave Dweller, Godzilla Snacks, Can We Go from the Manic Low. That's OC guy, Jack. Right there. What's he called? Grisham now. Right? I think he uses his real name now. And finally, Get Me from GMS. And so, tell me the story of Stoney and Owen joining fucking DMF.
Okay, so I met Stoney through my wife, and they used to work together. And I was at a time when I had another member who was about to leave the band. So he came to try out for drums originally, but he told me he played bass. And he nailed the songs on the bass so well, he told me he knew a drummer, so I said, bring him in. And that guy didn't work out, unfortunately, and that's when Owen came in and filled the spot.
How'd you find Owen? He's way in Downey.
Owen was a fan of the band for a long time.
Okay.
Yes, I was.
So like a gig-goer?
Yeah. Yeah, he would come to multiple DMF gigs for I don't know how many years you came to.
A long time, yeah. I was a huge fan, and an opportunity came up to where I could join, and I didn't have to think twice about it. I was like, heck yeah.
Did you say
heck
yeah?
All the words and everything.
Did you say heck yeah?
Fuck yeah. I said that.
Okay, what? Let's play Ride. We'll be right back.
prophet island, continue as I go. These mechanical devices aren't unfit, distraction, and your tallest love is just an abstraction. Losing people's all around, but it's too much trouble to track them down. I've spent 25 years down on my knees, 25 trips up my sleeve, 25 minutes of, 25 minutes of your life.
you heard Ride doing DMF. You gotta be still. One of us talk at a time, please. Then Jeff Parker with Mannerisms. He was on a couple weeks ago. Roosterhead, 25 minutes. The Innumerable Silence from David Gerard, Charles Spencer. Born on the Cob by Mute Point, and finally Something Different from DMF. So, what was the first gig all three of you guys played at?
I believe it was at the Doll Hut.
All right.
Yeah. It was at the Doll Hut.
And tell me about it.
Okay, so it's the owner Mac's birthday show, and Owen's new to the band. He went up to go play along with us, and, I think he did all right, but he could tell you his experience better than I could.
Yeah, you know, I knew most of the songs already before I joined the band, and I remember before I joined, their drummer wasn't able to make it, so they were going to play an acoustic guitar, acoustic bass. So I ended up going up on stage at the Doll Hut and playing the rhythm on the wall, just hitting the wall, and just playing. And I think that was kind of what sealed the deal for them asking me, because I already knew the songs, and I can keep a decent beat.
Owen, what do you mean about playing the wall? The bulkhead, you like hitting the sticks on the bulkhead?
No, it's my hands. My hands.
Not even sticks,
hitting the wall.
Hands. So you're like kind of playing some kind of like a conga drum or bongos on the fucking bulkhead?
Just hitting the wall with a church key.
Church key? You mean like to open bottles?
Yeah.
I could teach you a trick with lyre. You don't have to use them things. So he passed the audition, I guess, and the next gig was with a drum set?
Yeah, yes, it was. Yeah, it went really good. Little nervous because, you know, I've been watching these guys play, and they always have really, really good people. And I was a little intimidated, but, you know, like anything else, once you start playing, you just let go, and, you know, I had a blast, and everything worked out, and, you know, it was fun, and it's always fun playing with DMF, always.
Have you guys toured?
We basically stick with California, and we'll touch out to our neighboring states, to Arizona and Nevada.
Okay.
We all have regular jobs. We don't have enough time to take off to go tour.
Yeah,
but,
I understand. But, I was just curious. Because, like, you've been doing this, what, 17 years now, Johnny, right?
Oh, about, yeah, 20, yeah.
So, I was wondering maybe, so some little tours, Cali tour. Well, Cali's a big state, so you can do a lot
right here.
Yeah, you can do a lot here. But do you think this is, like, the version of the band?
Well, I think we all work well together, and, yeah, I'm happy with how it is, and I think they're happy.
Yes.
So what about plans? What about plans? Because a lot of the stuff that you gave me is from earlier incarnations. Does this incarnation going to get in the studio?
Yes, we will be hitting the studio. We will be working with new stuff eventually. We're just kind of getting back on our feet with things. I took a little bit of time off, family life.
We actually got Doll Hut Studios.
Yeah, so we'll be doing everything at the Doll Hut Studios.
Oh, Freddie! I played for Freddie, what, in January. Like, right, it's right next to the Doll Hut.
Yeah.
Yeah, like...
We were all...
It's kind of practice pads and stuff. Yeah. And
So we'll go in Doll Hut Studios to record and get some new shit nailed down.
Even dirtier stuff.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Oh, it'll be really, with this lineup, it'll be the first time?
Yeah, this will be the first time going to the studio with this lineup.
Right,
so it'll be nice.
Yeah. And, when you get it recorded and stuff, I'd love to hear it, so please flow.
Most definitely.
You're the main songwriter. Is that right, Johnny?
Well, for most of the songs that we've been playing, those were written mainly by me. But once Stoney joined the band, he learned every single song that we've written because of, you know, and he's dedicated to this. I know he's not going anywhere. So I said, okay, if you want something to do, go for it. And that's where Something Different came from. That's all Stoney
right
there. That's
a Stoney song. Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah.
That was the last song we played, people. Yeah, it does have kind of a... I mean, you could still tell it's DMF, but it has kind of another direction. Yeah, very interesting.
Yeah.
So you're going to bring in a co-writer, okay, a composer. That's right. That's what's happening. So when you write songs, it's personal for you, right? But you're having fun. But do you think of them as DMF songs or these Johnny songs?
These are DMF songs.
Yeah.
Okay. When I write them.
Okay.
It's just having fun with it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah, no, yeah.
And that's what.
I was I read somewhere where this writer in Orange County called you guys like the OC 2 Live crew.
Yeah, I will take that happily. We are the Orange County punk rock version of the 2 Live crew from OC Weekly.
Yeah, actually, Florida has an Orange County too. Isn't that funny? Well, they grow a lot of oranges there.
Yeah,
but that was a different lineup, right?
It was myself, it was Stoney, but we had a different drummer at the time.
Oh, okay.
But that's right before Owen slid into the band.
Okay. Because I know it was from a couple years ago, and I was reading about that, and it was hilarious. And you know, music can be very heavy, it can be very sad, it can be even kind of serious, right? But it can be a lot of fun, too. Yeah, yeah. Sometimes for me, it's almost fucking therapy. So, you know what I mean? Some kind of pressure relief valve. When you're in the songwriting mode, I wonder, you know, that's why I'm saying, so you do consider as a DMF. Now you've been playing with these guys long enough to know their personas and stuff. And I love the way Stoney is like, dedicated to the band. And Owen too, you know, learning all the stuff before he was even in the band. You can't think of a better situation. You know, I like trios too. And when you have two guys that want to do it with you, man, it's fucking happening. There's, I was thinking about this last night driving home from this gig downtown, and like it was with Tom and Raul, and I was thinking, man, is it lucky to have cats like this who want to play with you, you know?
Right.
Especially, you know, kind of the not typical front man is the bass guy, but it doesn't matter, you know. Also with Pete and Jer and the Italian guys. I've been really lucky, so I can relate with you, Johnny, having a good crew now. And I can't wait to hear this new record, really. And I wish you guys all the successes. And in fact, when the record gets done, will you come on the show again and we can talk about it?
Absolutely. Heck okay, yeah.
We'll play the whole fucking thing, and we'll rap about each tune and where it comes from and where it was supposed to be going. I want to thank you so much for being on. Really, I wish you all the best and keep on keeping on. And also, congrats on the new shipmate, Johnny. It's been March 17, 2018 edition of Lot for Pedro Show, people. Keep your powder dry.